So we turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
第二十一节.
Verse 21.
提摩太后书第二章二十一节.
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 21.
人若自洁，脱离卑贱，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，呵护主用，预备行各样的善事。Therefore,
if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, useful for the master, prepared for every good work.
请我们低头祷告。Through this day, we are conscious of your presence with us.
As we meet in your presence, in your name this evening, we know you are in our midst. Lord, we are conscious that we are standing on holy ground. We want to take off our sandals. We will bow low in your presence.
说主啊，你有什么话要对我们说？Lord,
if any word you desire to speak to our hearts,
我们你的仆人们在这里听。Your
servant here.
我们感谢上帝。We
thank you, we praise you.
在这幕后的时代
，in this last days,
你还给我们。
You still given us such opportunities. You still hope you want to do a work with all of us.
主，你实在是一位不失望的神。We
thank you, you are God of hope.
我们愿意再一次把自己放在你的手里。We
present ourselves in your hands.
愿你自己来成就。
We pray that you will work you up to fulfill your own will in our lives. That you may get all the glory. In the name of Lord Jesus. Amen. 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 We thank the Lord for gathering us unto Himself.
我们实在要感谢我们的。We must thank our Lord. In
our hearts, we are full and filled with praise and thanksgiving.
我们也愿意把我们自己完全向他打开。And
we will open our whole being before him.
让他能做一切他要做的工。And
he may work all the work that he wants to do with us.
巴不得在我们这边没有任何的拦阻。And
we hope on our side we will have no, he will find no hindrance.
因为日子实在。
Because the days are short.
我们这次聚集,
this time we meet here,
我们一同要来看题目,
the theme will be meditating upon,
就是和主有关系,
And it's serviceable to the master.
那弟兄是姊妹。
Promises.
我们每一个都是恩赐救恩的。
Everyone who has received grace.
我们都是神的仆人。
We are all servants of God.
就是我们所领受的生命的。
As far as the life we have received from Him.
我们都是神的儿女。
We are all God's children.
就是我们在地上。
As far as our service unto Him while on this earth,
我们都是神的仆人。
We are all God's servants.
我们知道在神的儿女的中间。
We know among God's people,
可以说有两种不同神的儿女。
There are two kinds of God's children.
因为神的儿女乃是叫神的所荣耀。
One of the groups of God's children, they bring glory to God.
他们在地上的生活能叫我们的父神真的受荣耀。
Their life on this earth will bring God the glory.
他们也是父神所喜爱的。
And they will please Him to Him.
还有一种神的儿女。
Another category of God's people.
虽然他们是神的儿女。
Even though they are God's children.
但是他们在地上的生活。
But they are life on this earth.
不但是不能把荣耀归给神。
They cannot bring God, bring glory to God.
有的时候叫我们的神蒙羞辱。
And sometimes they bring shame to our God.
虽然神的儿女在神面前是不容易。
And this kind of children, they are not pleasing in God's sight.
所以照样在神的面前。
So in God's sight,
我们都是神的仆人。
We are His servants.
但是在神的仆人的中间
，Among God's servants,
我们看见也有两种不同的仆人。
There are two categories, two types of servants.
有的仆人是忠心有见识的。
Those who are faithful to the Lord.
是我们的主所称赞的。
Those who are praised by the Lord.
但是有的仆人圣经说是恶的仆人。
And many the other servants are evil in God's sight.
因为他不懂得主人。
Because they fail to know what the Lord taught.
他误会了他的主人。
They misunderstood their master.
他在神面前是被谁所拒绝。
And they are rejected in God's sight.
我们盼望我们在这里众弟兄姊妹。
I hope all of us gather here.
就是我们的生命来说。
As far as life is concerned.
盼望我们都是神所喜悦的儿女。
We trust we are all children that are pleasing in God's sight.
因为我们在地上讨神的喜悦。
Because on this earth we are pleasing to Him.
我们遵行他的旨意。
We do His will.
也帮助我们在这里所有的弟兄姊妹。
We hope from the sisters we gather here.
都是神所能称许的仆人。
We can all be those who are pleasing in God's sight as servants.
我们在一切的事奉上。
In our service unto Him.
都是忠心并且有见识。
And we are faithful, we are constructed on His inside.
相信这也是神的旨意。
And this is because it's God's will.
当然神的旨意是盼望他每一个儿女都是他顺利的儿女。
God desires every God's children are those who are obedient to Him.
盼望他每一个仆人都是忠心有见识的仆人。
He hopes every servant is faithful and constructed in His sight.
所以我们这一次聚集在这里。
So when we gather this time,
我们真的说，神有他的心意在我们的身上。
We believe God has a desire for all of us.
我们特别注意到仆人这一方面。
We want to pay attention to this matter of service.
我们特别注意到侍奉这一方面。
We are totally concentrating on this matter of our service unto Him.
我盼望众弟兄姊妹记得一件事。
I hope you just remember one thing.
就是神对我们的心意。
God's desire toward each one of us.
他要我们每一个都做良善有忠心的仆人。
He wants to be faithful and profitable servants in His sight.
因为这是他的心意。
Because that's His desire.
所以我们
So therefore, we must give ourselves completely to Him. We have to co-work with our God.
That
His will may be accomplished in us, those who are so feeble. So this is the purpose for our gathering here this few days.
要谈到仆人,
to talk about this matter of servanthood,
我们必须要从主人开始,
we have to start from the master.
因为仆人是为着侍奉主人,
because the servant is for serving the master.
如果一个仆人不认识他的主人,
if a servant does not know his master,
不知道他主人的心意,
does not know what's in the heart of the master,
这个仆人无论他怎样的运气,
no matter how diligent this servant can be,
他的侍奉是没有价值,
his service in his master's sight is of no value.
我们记得, 以赛亚第一章第三节里头这样说,
you know, Isaiah chapter 1 verse 3,
牛认识他的主人,
the calf knows his master,
驴认识他主人的好,
and the donkey knows the ox knows its owner, and the donkey its master's foot.
以色列却不认识,
but Israel does not know.
我的百姓却不认识,
my master, my people do not consider.
这个是从神心里头发出一个非常悲哀的声音.
This shows us the grief that we find in God's heart.
因为牛还认识他的主人,
because an ox knows its owner,
驴虽然不认识主人，但主人的槽他认识,
but a donkey even knows not its master, but knows the crib.
但是谁受了一句伤心的话,
but not second, that is so cruel.
以色列他们不认识,
but the Israelites do not know their master.
我的百姓他们不留意,
my people did not consider it.
所以弟兄姊妹,
as we before the God,
如果要谈到和不主用这件事,
you want to talk about this matter of being serviceable to the master,
如果要谈到我们怎样能被分配能做他的仆人,
and you talk about how we can be equipped so that we can serve him,
我想第一件事我们必须要认识我们,
the first thing we must know, do is to know our Lord.
所以这个就是我们蓝弟兄他在神面前的负担.
So this is the responsibility of the land.
我们必须要从主开始.
We have to begin with the Lord Himself.
我们如果不认识主的话,
we do not know the Lord,
我们一切的侍奉都是徒然,
all our service unto Him will be in vain.
而恐怕我们越侍奉越得罪神,
and the more we serve them, the more we become offense to Him.
所以弟兄姊妹,
we know our Lord desperately.
像我们弟兄说晚上所说的,
as our brother said last evening,
我们认识他不是光
and we know him is not knowing about him. We have to know inwardly, we have to know him directly. So we pray that God be gracious with us. As our brothers stay in this matter of knowing the Lord, May the Holy Spirit help us.
把我们真实带到经历我们的神。
Bring us into the experience of God Himself.
真正的认识我们的主人。
Know Him personally.
第二件事，在我们当然要侍奉，我们必须要有装备。
In order to serve Him, it is needful that we are equipped.
因为我们今天就侍奉的是这位大君王。
Because what we serve is this King of Glory.
我们所侍奉的是这位荣耀的主。
The one we serve is our glorious Lord.
所以不是说我们随随便便我们就能服侍。
So we cannot serve you approaching in a careless manner.
我们需要装备。
We have to be properly equipped.
我们需要准备好。
We have to be prepared.
叫我们能真正合乎他的用。
Then we can serve him according to his will.
所以这是我们的陈弟兄他在这里对我们教。
And this is the responsibility of our Christian.
实在说来你就看见。
And strictly speaking, we can see.
无论是认识我们的主。
Whether knowing our Lord.
或者是怎样让主来装备我们
or how we are to allow the Lord to equip us.
这个都是一样的重要。
It's all very important.
所以巴不得神也借着我们弟兄的教导。
And this prayer through our God's sharing.
叫我们实在在主的面前能蒙恩典。
That we may receive grace from Him.
那么我在主面前所负的责任。
And my, as far as my responsibility from the Lord.
就是说我们对于我们的主认识
we know, since we know the Lord
我们同时也让主来装备了我
and also the Lord has somehow equipped us
那现在我们要开始侍奉了
now we will begin serving him
那么我们在开始侍奉的时候我们应当怎样
So how we should begin our service unto Him?
我们侍奉他有没有一些重要的原则
In serving Him, are there some very important principles that we have to observe?
我们怎样侍奉才能得着他的赏赐
And what way that we can serve Him that will be satisfaction to Him?
所以这一个是我要与众弟兄姊妹一同
This area is my responsibility, and I want to share with you in this matter.
我们知道侍奉在圣经里头给我们看见。
This matter of service, as we look into God's word,
有三种不同的方式。
There are three ways that we are of service.
第一种侍奉的方式乃是公共式的。
One manifestation of this service is highly.
被人雇过来来做一件事。
You are hired to do a work.
第二种的侍奉。
The second kind of service.
乃是奴隶性的侍奉。
In service of a slave.
第三个的是什么
The third way of service
乃是儿子性的是什
么 In the service of sons
那我们现在稍微来看一看这三种不同侍奉的方式
And so now we'll look at these three different ways of service as we find in God's word
我们看一看马太福音第二十章
So we turn to Matthew, Gospel of Matthew, chapter 20.
马太第二十章
Matthew 20.
从第一节看起。
We'll start with verse 1.
这里告诉我们说有一个家主。
Here you notice there is a household owner.
他清早的时候，他出去雇人到他的葡萄园来工作。
And early in the morning, the landowner went out to look for laborers to work in his vineyard.
这个大概是早晨六点的时候。
And possibly 6 o'clock in the morning.
所以他在清早的时候就去 找人到他的主道。
And so early in the morning we went out to look for hire, and see where he can hire.
他与这些被雇的人讲定了价格。
And he agreed with those who he hired at a wage.
一天给他们一千银子。
One day he'll get one denarii.
然后这些人就到他的葡萄园去做工了。
And those who were hired, they went to the vineyard and started their work.
然后到了差不多九点的时候。
And about 9 o'clock,
他再跑出去看见还有人在那。
He went out and saw others standing.
到了12点的时候。
And about 12 o'clock,
还有人站在那。
And there were still people standing idle.
所以他在上面讲。
And he told them,
你们也到我的葡萄园去工作。
Coming to my vineyard and work.
你们应当这些报酬，我会给你们的。
What is rightfully your wage, I'll pay you.
所以他们也进了他的葡萄园。
So they entered into the vineyard.
然后到了下午3点的时候。
Now, late in the afternoon of 3 o'clock,
他跑出去看还有人在哪。
He went out, there were still people standing
out. 所以也雇不了他们。
And he also hired them.
到了差不多5点钟的时候
，half o'clock in the evening，
还有人先站在那
，and there are people standing idle，
所以他对他们说
，and therefore need to
know， 你们也进我的葡萄园
，enter into my vineyard。
他没有告诉他们他要给他们多少
，he didn't tell them how much he will pay them，
就把他们领进去了
，and he hired them。
那么到了6点的时候。工作结束了。
So about 6 o'clock, that's the end of the day's work.
他就告诉他，这个付款的人。
And he instructed his steward.
他说从后来的人开始。
He said, pay first to those who came later to the vineyard to work.
说那一些这个只工作一个钟点的人。
So those who came just work for 1 hour.
他们先接受他们。
They first receive their wage.
给他们一两银。
They receive each one denarii.
然后早一点来工作的人。
So those who can earlier to work.
他们心里想，如果他给做了一小时一千银子的话，那么我们做到多少小时，他一定会多给我们的。
So in their thinking, those who work for an hour.They receive one denarii and we work much longer, they expect to have a higher pay.
但是出于他们意料之外。
Unexpectedly,
每一个人都是同样的报酬。
Everyone receives one denarii.
所以那些人就怀怨言。
And they murmur before the landlord.
我们劳苦了一天。
If we work all day,
怎么你给我们的像给那多一小时的人一样多啊？
Why do we receive the same pay as those who only work for an hour?
主人说我不是你们讲定吗？
And the landlord said, do we agree?
给你们这个工资吗？
This is agree. This is we agree.
我如果要做好事，这是我的事。
If I want to do good, that is my business.
你们不能干涉。
You cannot interfere what I do.
所以主在这里给我们一个教训。
And Lord indeed has a lesson for us here.
那这里给我们看见就是雇工社的身份。
This the hiring type of service.
一个被雇来侍奉的人。
The one who's hired to serve.
他的目的就是为着报酬。
Their aim for work is for them to receive compensation.
他们就是为着工价来工作。
They work for a wage.
他们对主人是没有一点的关系。
They have no relationship with the master at all.
他们也这个不能体贴主人的心意。
They have no way to sympathize with the master.
他们不过是为着他们自己的利益而来工作。
And they were for self-interest. All they were interested at was the wage they will receive.
他们不但对主人没有一点的爱
，They have no love for the master，
并且我们看见他们满了怨言
，And on the contrary, they are murmuring against the master。
这个就是雇工社的内部的事。
This is the hiring type of service。
我们记得在旧约圣经里面
，We know in the Old Testament，
就有这样一个例子。
We have this kind of illustration。
我们记得这个巴兰。
You know, Balaam.
先知巴兰。
Prophet Balaam.
他的不是为着利益。
And his servants is so proper.
那所以保罗大师傅第十一节上面就这样说了。
So Jude in his epistle he tells us.
他说你们不要奔跑这个巴兰的错误里头。
Do not go for the mistake of Balaam.
他为着利益要出卖他的恩赐。
He sold his gift because of his self-interest.
啊，今天在神的儿女面前
，Among God's people today，
那恐怕也有一些人，他的侍奉是故宫式。
And we are fight some of the Lord's servants serving him as his right hand。
那他与这位主没有发生一个爱的关系。
There's no love relationship between them and their master。
他们侍奉的目的就是盼望能得着一点利益。
The motive of their servant。Is for their self-interest. So if the self-interest is not fulfilling to them, they will run. But thank God. So among us, we find God's mercy here. We pray and hope that He will find more highlings among us.
那第二种方式的是什么
？The second type of service，
那是奴仆式的是。
Is the service of a slave？
那圣经告诉我们说
，The Bible tells us，
有一些人他们乃是奴仆。
There's a group that are slaves。
因为在当时的时候
，Because in the old days，
那他们有这个奴隶的制度
，They had a system of slavery。
或者他们打仗的时候，把这个敌人把他们掳来了。
So when they engage in warfare, when they had a victory over a certain city, they enslaved those people。
那么这些人就做了他们的奴隶。
And their captives became their slaves。
或者有的人他因为贫穷了，他就自己卖身。
And some because of their poor circumstances, they sold themselves into slavery.
那么一个奴隶，他没有一点的自由。
And as a slave, he had no right at all.
他一点的权利也没有。
No freedom, no right.
他是被买的。
And because he was bought.
所以他是属于他的主人。
Therefore, he belongs to his master.
那么，因为他。是他主人的产业
，because he is the property of the master，
所以他不能不服侍他的主人。
But he cannot help but serve the master。
而他这样的侍奉是不得已的。
And this kind of service is something forced to you.
如果我们看提摩太第六章的话
，and we look at第五节上的经。
当然，提摩太第六章，他告诉我们，一个属于主的人，如果是奴仆的话，
if one is servant， if one can be a servant，
如果他是属于主的，
if he belongs to the Lord，
他就不应当让像其他的奴仆一样来侍奉主人。
And he should not serve like the other slaves。
那么其他的仆人奴仆怎么侍奉呢
？How the other slaves serve their master？
圣经告诉我们说
，The Bible tells us。
Because
they were unwilling to serve.
因为他们是没有办法。
Because they were helpless. They were helpless.
所以往往他们的服侍是眼前的服侍。
And so their service is an outside.
在主人的面前就是靠主人的喜悦。
And it's just pleasing their earthly master.
但是到主人的背后是另外一件事。
And behind the master is a different story.
所以你要看见这样的事呢。
You will notice this type of service.
也不是一个神所要的事。
It's not a service that's acceptable in God's sight.
好像在圣经的圣经里面。
Just like in the New Testament.
我们记得保罗他所写的一封信。
Paul wrote an epistle.
法利腓立门书。
法利腓立门书。
因为什么
？Why？
他是为着安息母写这封信。
Because I wrote this epistle for Onesimus.
因为安息母乃是腓立门的奴仆。
Because Onesimus was Philemon's slave.
因为当时的时候有奴仆的制度。
Because in those days they had slavery.A system of slavery.
这个阿尼西姆是法利门的一个奴仆。
Onesimus was a slave to Philemon.
但是他大概是得到了这个主人的这个财物。
Probably he stole something from his master.
他从那个小亚细亚一直逃到罗马。
So he escaped to Rome. Because Rome is a big city.
所以他跑到那里去，可以就站在这个人民的里面，就不见。
So when you run to stick to Rome, Rome is being a big city, you can be lost in crowd.
但是感谢上帝，
thank God.
我们不知道是哪样的一种环境。
But we even look in that circumstance.
结果安利书奴碰到了在罗马。
And a little policeman somehow met Paul in his prison.
保罗带领他到主殿。
And Paul brought him to the Lord.
然后就把他送回到百菲利门那里去。
And then Paul left policeman back to Philemon.
他说从前他对你是没有益处。
It is before he was uncomfortable to you.
现在他要对你有益处。
But now he's comfortable to you.
因为他不单是一个奴仆。
He's not just a slave.
他现在是一个弟兄。
He's a brother in law.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我们看见在这里还有这一种的是谁。
So we have this kind of service.
恐怕在神的儿女的中间。
Among God's children.
也有人的是谁，就像奴仆性的是谁。
And there are those who serve as though they were slaves.
好像是不正经的。
Serve in a sense unwillingly.
他实在是没有办法。
It's you're caught in that situation.
所以他不过在这里尽尽本分而已。
So they just simply need to perform their duty.
弟兄姊妹，
我是说
这样的事情。
This kind of service
也不是主所要的事。
It's not a service acceptable to God.
那么主所要的事情是哪一种事情呢？
What service acceptable to Him?
我们相信主所要的事分是儿子设计事分。
What the Lord longs for, the kind of service he longs for is a service from sons.
在这里我们所讲到我们的主耶稣。
Here we cannot think about Jesus.
我们看见我们的主他是儿子。
The Lord Jesus, he is the son.
在永世的里面，他与父是合为一的。
In eternity past, he and God the Father, they are one.
他与父是同等的。
They were equal. He was equal with the Father.
并且这并不是强夺的。
In something he grasped.
父怎样
？How the Father was?
他也怎样
？So was the Son.
他与父是完全合一，
有
perfect in one， 但是他为着要成全父神的旨意
，but for the sake of fulfilling the Father's will，
因为在这里父神有一个旨意
，because here the Father and the Son they have a will，
宇宙中间没有其他的人可以来完成。
This will, there's no person in this universe is fit to fulfill this will.
唯有他的儿子，独生的儿子，可以完成这个事。
Only his beloved son, his only son, is capable of carrying out this will.
所以圣经就这样告诉我。
So the Bible tells us,
他虽然与父是同等，并不强夺。
Even though he was equal with God the Father, he did not take it as something to grasp.
但是他甘心的。倾倒他的自
尊 ，He was willing to empty of himself。
当然，我们的主没有办法把他的神格倾倒。
But we know it's impossible for him to empty his deity。
因为神格就是他的本身。
Because deity is what he is。
但是他把所有唯独神格的荣耀、尊贵、地位、权柄。
And he forsake all the glory, all that belongs to his deity.
本来在永世的里面
，in eternity past，
他与父一同接受众天使的敬拜。
In the Father we see the worship from all the angels.
本来在永世里面，他与父是坐在宝座的上。
In eternity past, he and his Father have sat on the throne.
是荣耀无比的
，It is glory beyond imagination。
但是儿子他愿意把所有 唯有神格的荣耀和尊贵都能到。
But he was willing to forsake all the glory surrounding him. He was willing to forsake them all.
这是第二章告诉我们说。
Philippians chapter 2 tells us.
他把这些通通倒空了。
He emptied all these.
为什么
？Why?
为说他要来取一个奴仆的形象。
The reason for that is to see him take upon himself the form of a slave.
你看见儿子他要取一个奴仆的形象。
A son, he took upon himself the form of a slave.
他的奴神的样子。
He was God.
有多么高。
He was the form of God.
那就是说这个形象啊，不是只做外面的。
This form is not an external form.
这一个形象样式是指做它里面的形象。
This form speaks of his inward character, inward nature.
就是说他与神是一样的性质。
And what he is same as God himself.
因为他就是神。
Because he is God.
但是他倒空了一切的荣耀尊贵。
Therefore, but he emptied his glory and honor.
虽然他不能倒空他的身格。
He cannot empty his deity.
因为他来到地上做人，他还是神。
Even though he came to be met from this, he was still God.
但是他到地上来做人的时候
，when he came to this earth to be a man,
圣经说他取了奴仆的形象。
The Bible says he took on the form of a servant.
换一句话说
，In other words,
他来做人的时候
，when he became a man,
外面是一个人
externally outside he's a man.
你们我们看他的时候
，when we look at him,
他是个完全的人
，he was a perfect man.
他生在马槽的里面
，he was born in the manger.
从一个婴孩慢慢长大
，and from an infant he grew.
跟我们一样
，just like most of us.
但是他里面态度是什么
？But the inside of his attitude,
他里面的态度是个奴仆的意思。
But his attitude was in the form of a servant.
意思就是说
，In other words,
这个儿子他愿意下来做一个奴仆。
This son willingly became a slave.
他放弃他的主权。
He let go of his rights.
他放弃他的地位。
He let go of his position.
他愿意把他自己献给他的父，做父的奴仆。
He was willing to give himself to the Father to be a slave to his Father.
所以你看见他一生在地上。
So his whole life on this earth.
他虽然是那个人的外样。
Even though externally he looks like a man.
但是他里面的心情是一个奴仆的心。
But his heart attitude is that of a servant.
这个奴仆是爱的奴仆。
This servant is a servant of love.
他因为爱他的父亲。
Because he loved his Father.
他要满足满足他父亲的心，
这个灵魂是 satisfied his father's heart，
所以他愿意来到这样一个低卑位置。
And therefore he was willing to come to this place of humiliation。
他一生在地上做人的时候
，his life on this earth，
他就站在一个爱的奴仆的地位。
He stood as a servant of love。
他为做爱父的人
，because he loved his father。
他一生遵行父的旨意
，whole life。Do put out had his father's will in mind.
我们看见主在地上的时候
，when he was on earth，
像我们弟兄已经说过
，like our brother said，
虽然短短的三年之久
，only 3.5 years，
他不知道神要做多少的事
，he has performed so many works，
但是他说
，but he said，
我凭着自己，我就不能做什么
，as of myself I can do nothing，
我做，因为我看见我父做
，I work because I see my father work，
我凭着自己。我不能说什么。
As for me, I cannot say anything.
我说，因为我听见我的父说。
Because I speak, because I heard what the Father said.
你们的时间是方便。
Your time is now.
In that
time,
我的时间还没有来到。
But my time has not yet come.
因为我的时间在父的手。
Because my time is governed by my Father.
弟兄姊妹，你看见他在地上的一生呢
？His whole life on this earth
就是靠父的喜悦。
Life on earth is a life of pleasing to the Father.
每一件事都是讨父的喜悦。
Everything that he did was a pleasing to his Father.
圣经告诉我们说。
the source of the Bible, he obeyed,
以至于死,
even unto death,
并且死在,
and even the death on the cross.
Brothers
and
sisters,
this service is the service of a son.
这样的事情,
this kind of service is acceptable in God's sight. Thanks, praise to God.
当我们没有信主的时候,
before we knew the Lord, there's no way we can serve our God.
虽然有的人,
even some people,
他还没有得救,
before they were saved,
他还没有认识,
before they knew the Lord,
好像他已经在那里有事了,
as though they have some service. I remember myself at that time. Before I was saved, I already picked up a because when I was very young, I was sick.
那个时候这个病在地上没有药,
in those days my disease was incurable.
就是要看调养你能不能恢复过,
and it's a matter of how to through care and you can recover in time.
我病了好几个月,
I was sick for several months.
已经到了死的门口,
I was at the gate of death.
但是因为我是从基督教家庭里头出来,
because I was born into a Christian family.
从小就听圣经故事,
and so when I was small I heard Bible stories.
所以我相信有一位神,
so I believe God.
和我祷告,
I pray.
我求他不要打我死,
and so I asked Lord to please spare my life,
because
I was still very young.
要感谢上帝主,
and praise and thank God.
经过了一段时间,
and through a period of time,
我慢慢地恢复过,
and I recovered.
所以我里面有一个天然的观念,
so there is a natural thinking in my spirit.
我今天能活着是神的恩典,
the reason why I'm living is by God's grace.
现在我要做一件事来报答他的恩典。So
I have to do something to repay God.
因此我在学校里面,
so in the school,
就开始与其他的同学组织了祷告聚会,
and so I organized prayer meeting in the school.
我记得我第一次领祷告聚会的时候,
I remember the first time I led the Bible prayer time.
我需要讲一点神圣家庭祷告,
so I spoke a little bit, I need to say something how God hears our prayer.
但是我自己也没有多少的经历,
and I had a little experience.
好在我父亲是一个牧师,
so my father was a pastor,
他有许多,
and he has many spiritual books. So I look for a book.
It's
a book about prayer. And so I translate into Chinese. I memorize it. And I preach. And how God hears prayer. And how he hears this one's prayer. How he hears the other one's prayer. And after I finish preaching, I get on your knees and pray. But none of us will say, we are all Christian by label. No one prays.
不但没有人祷告,
no one prayed, and they even they were laughing.
我认识我很严厉,
and I was very angry.
我说我们在神面前不能这样,
I said, in the presence of God, we cannot be here this way. This is very solemn time.
同时我也想到,
and I preached.
我没有祷告一样,
I have nothing to preach,
但是我不仅有希望,
because my father has a lot of books,
所以我就捡了一本书,
so I took a book.
这是美国很有名的传道人讲的,
it is a book by one American preacher,
很有名的,
a well-known preacher.
那我就把他的讲道捡了一些,
and I take a message from that book,
把它翻译成中文,
I translate it into Chinese,
把它记住了,
I memorize it,
然后去讲了,
and I preach.
哎呀讲完了好顺利啊, 但是唯一的遗憾, 没有人成长,
no one praised
me. 所以你就开始说,
so you can see,
一个人没有,
与属发生关系, even though we have no relation, no contact with the Lord in heart,
如果要侍奉的话,
if we want to serve,
实在是不能侍奉的。
Then what we can serve? This kind of service is all external.
神不能这种给你侍奉。
God will not receive, announced a hireling service.
我们记得在约翰福音第十章里面。
In the Gospel of John chapter 10.
主耶稣说我是好牧人。
The Lord is a servant.
我的羊听我的声音。
My sheep can hear my voice.
我为你做我的羊舍。
I lay down my life for my sheep.
但是公公不是这样。
I'm not the hireling.
因为这个羊不是他,
because the sheep do not belong to the hire.
He
came to keep the sheep is because the way he will receive.
如果有豺狼的护法来了,
so when the fox and the wolf will come,
他要保护他自己,
he will protect himself.
他就跑走了,
he ran away.
他不管他的羊,
he had no care for the sheep.
不是像我们的羊,
it's not like how we are.
他为羊的生命,
but he laid down his life on the sheep.
所以弟兄姊妹，在我们不能不能的就得去
all we receive grace from the Lord.
我们不能侍奉主。
There's no way we can serve the Lord.
就是我们所有的侍奉。
If all our service unto Him,
在神面前都侍奉不上。
In God's sight, we are of no value to
Him.但是感谢神。
But thanks, praise God.
有一天神的恩典临到我们。
One day, grace got turned upon us.
叫我们不断的
we receive grace and we are saved.
圣经告诉我们，信主的人有永生。
Either have a son or life.
我们就有信了神的儿子。
We believe in God's son.
我们里面有了儿子的圣灵。
We have the son's life, God's son's life in us.
所以我们在神的面前。
So in God's sight,
我们都是神的儿子。
We are all God's children.
因为我们是神的儿子。
So we are indeed God's children.
所以弟兄姊妹,
We have the promise of God to be our God. We have the privilege or the right to serve Him. We must serve Him. In the Old Testament, you notice how the Lord delivered the people and brought them to Mount Sinai. And then he gave them the Ten Commandments.
这个在出埃及记第二十章里面告诉我们。
And Exodus 20, we are told.
那神把十条诫给以色列百姓。God gives Israel
the Ten Commandments. We know the Israelites in those days.
他们所听见的就是十条诫命。All
they heard was the Ten Commandments.
所以他们也想遵守这个十条诫。
And so they were obeying the Ten Commandments.
好像法利赛人一样。
Just like the Pharisees.
在古的时候，也把法利赛人。他们以为自己是遵守神的律。
Thought themselves they were those who were keeping the law.
你记得有一个少年的官。
You remember a young ruler came to Lord Jesus.
当我们的主在行路的时候。
And the Lord was walking.
许多的人都拥挤着。
And the great crowd from the Lord Jesus.
这个少年的官。
And this young ruler.
他竟然能跑到主的面前。
And he ran before the Lord.
跪在主的面前。
Knelt before him.
他说两三步。
He said, "Good master."
我才能承受。 What should I do to inherit eternal life? 我想恐怕很少少年人敢做这样的事。
I'm afraid very few young viewers dare to do such a
thing.
Dare to do such
a thing.
He was a ruler. He was also a very
wealthy person.
So in a sense, he was a business of longing to inherit eternal
life.
So he was not ashamed. And he ran to the
Lord.
And knelt before him and asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
So he told
me, the
Bible tells me.
And the Lord saw him, and the Lord asked him. And the Lord did not mention the Lord written in the first tablet. Obey your parents. Do not commit adultery. And do not covet. And all
this.
The young say, I have kept this since my youth. What more should I do? The Lord
said,
sell all you have. Get into poor, you come and follow me. And so for him, he
lived.
Because he was of the well. This young man, King Rogers, was not
hypocrite.
He was very sincere. Because he thought he already had kept the law. Because he had not the essence of the law. The essence of the law. Is love the Lord with all your mind, all your heart, all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. And the most the greatest of the commandments. It is the sum up of all the teaching of the prophet.
It's
love. That this young man cannot do. Because he loved his wealth. He loved his wealth more than his neighbor. Brothers
and sisters.
所以，出埃及二十章讲到十条诫，20:20，讲到律法。讲到律法。就讲到律法和典章。讲到律法和典章。讲到律法和典章。讲到律法和典章。讲到律法和典章。讲到律法和典章。讲到律法和典章。讲到律法和典章。讲到律法和典章。讲到律法和典章。讲到律法和典章。讲到律法和典章。讲到律法和典章。讲到律法和典章。讲到律法和典章。讲到律法和典章。讲到律法和典章。讲到律法和典章。讲到律法和典章。讲到律法和典章。讲到律法和典章。讲到律法和典章。讲到律法和典章。讲到律法和典章。讲到律法和典章。讲到律法和典章。讲到律法和典章。讲到律法和典章。讲到律法和典章。讲到律法和典章。讲到律法和典章。讲到律法和典章。讲到律法和典章。讲到律法和典章。讲到律法和典章。讲到律法和典章。讲到律法和典章。讲到律法和典章。讲 Now, in the five principles,
四条界的定义是爱。
The content, the essence of the commandment is love.
要爱谁？要爱人。
Love God, love man.
所以啪一下就有律典章的施行。
And so let's all with all the ordinances for this to be brought forth.
我们看见这是不是？
And the first thing that we record.
如果你看在第二十章
，If you look at Exodus 21,
从第一节到第六节
，and from verse 1 to verse 6,
你就看见他在那里讲到奴隶的事情。
And here is the story and account of a slave.
如果有一个希伯来人
，If a Hebrew,
他一个贫穷的人
，because he's poor,
他把自己卖给他的弟兄。
He sold himself to another Hebrew.
作为一个奴隶
，and become a slave.
他又服侍他的主人六年。
He served his master for 6 years.
到了第七年，他可以自由的。
And on seventh year, he can go free.
并且他出去的时候
，and when he leaves.
主人应当把他的这个牛羊啊，他的产业里面要给他。
And also the master must give something for him to go, to take with him when he goes.
不能让他白来的。
And he should not go empty.
如果这个主人
，if this slave,
他明明的对主人说
，if he tells his master,
我爱
，I love you.
我爱你的家
，I love your family。
如果主人也给他妻子生了儿女
，If the master has given his wife and have children，
他说我也爱我的家里的儿女。
I love my wife and love my children。
我在你家里很好。
I'm happy to be with you。
我不愿意自由。
I do not go out and be free.
我愿意终身做你的奴
隶。I will serve you all for the rest of my life.
如果这样的话
，If that is the case,
这个主人要把他带到审判官那里。
And this master should be slave before the judge.
因为什么要到审判官那里
？Why do you have to go to the judge?
要来证明说这实实在在不是勉强的。
And so they want to to be free. So this is not something forced.But if something is done with a willing heart.
不是主人呢在哪里把话放在这个仆人这个里。
And it's not word from the master put into the mouth of the slave.
是这个仆人从心里甘心乐意。
But this slave willingly from his heart.
然后证明是如此。
And it's proven to be the case.
就把他带回家里。
And he takes the slave
带到门口。
And bring him to the doorpost.
有一个专制把他的儿子
And use an oath and tears his ears.
那么这个人就永远做主人的仆人。
And he became a slave for life in this place, in his master's house.
这样的仆人。
This kind of slave
是爱的。
Is the slave of love.
也许在前六年。
Perhaps the sixth day.
他不在那里做卖身奴隶的事。
And he was laboring there.
他可能是不乐意的。
And he was unwillingly to do it.
可能是不甘心的。
It was a duty.
不可能开始的时候是敷衍了事。
It was just meeting the obligation.
但是他慢慢认识他的。
But later he came to know this master more.
主人的爱感动了他。
The master loved passion.
主人的恩典摸透了他。
The master's greatest passion.
他爱他的。
Now he loved his master.
他爱他主人的家。
He loved his master's family.
他在主人的家里非常好。
He feels so good in his master.
也许主人给他妻子儿女。
And perhaps the master has given him a wife and had children.
他
He loved his wife, he loved his children. He desired to be a loved slave for life. This kind of service is so different from his service in previous years. But now there's a love relationship between him and his master. It's not for self-interest.
不再是为着不得已
的本分 It is not matter of duties anymore.
乃是为着爱。
And now he's not just because of love.
说明弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
今天我们在主面前的侍奉。
Today as we serve our Lord.
我们怎样的侍奉才能满足
In what way our service is acceptable to him?
我们千万不能故宫是
We can never serve him as a hireling.
我们也不能光是奴隶性的事。
We can never serve as a mere slave.
我们要做一个儿子性的事。
We have to serve him as a son.
而那个儿子就是个爱的奴仆。
And that fine service is a service of love.
不是为做要得多少。
It is not for gaining something.
也不是为做尽一点本分。
It is not just doing a duty.
也不是不甘心不得。
It is not something that they force to and they cannot help.
因为实现了爱。
你相信你要 love all the world，
你爱上帝家，
你相信 love all the world，
你爱父母也爱教会，
你相信 love the world， you love his church，
所以你甘心乐意的在那里服侍，
therefore you willingly serve him，
好像我们的主在地上的时候，
just as Lord our Lord is served the Father while he's on earth，
所以亲爱的弟
兄姊妹，
我们到了新约的时候，
as we come to the New Testament，
我们看见
We see
Romans
chapter 12,
verse
1, verse 2.
So, you see, the man who is a bit of a change.
So, my, by the mercy of God, brethren, I beseech you, present your bodies as a living sacrifice. It's holy, acceptable to God. And this is your reasonable service. We know Romans from chapter 1 to chapter
11.
We see the model of the mercies of God. How mercy and mercy have come to us. And in fact, we will get in our second chapter. We have no God, we have no hope. And we are under the wrath of God. And we are condemned. But thank God. Because he loved us. He sent his beloved son to us. He shed his blood to us.
Even
the small sins. More than that, the Lord on the cross, He there representing our death. He not only died for us, but He died as us. When He died, we also died in Him. When He rose from the
grave,
He also rose from Him. He not only given us His very life, but He has given us the Holy Spirit. He not only justified us, He's only sanctified
us.
He's only sanctified
us.
And one day He will glorify
us.
We see His glory, His great is most glorious. And His love is so full.
So,
therefore,
brethren,
all of your bodies under the sacrifice. Is holy. Is acceptable to God.
We will
do so in our reasonable service.
Brothers and sisters,
because of this love constraint, we can never live for ourselves anymore. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. The love of God constrains
us.
Because when He died for all
of us,
now we live. We should no longer live for ourselves, but live for the one who has died for us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
这是你所担当的。
所以我们每一个人都在这里。
So most all of us who have received，
我们既然做了神的儿女，
we are indeed God's children，
我们应当把我们的身体献上。
It is only right that we offer our bodies as a living
sacrifice，
to be a slave of love，
把我们的主权交给，
surrender our rights to Him。
我们从今以后，
from this moment onward，
我在这个世界上，
while we live on this earth，
就是为着遵行他的旨
意。 We live one purpose is to do His will。
我们记得我们的主没有来到世界的时候，
before the Lord came to this earth，
40天
三十天，
在那里就预言我们的，
there is a prophecy about the Lord。
圣经告诉我们说，
the scriptures say，
献祭供物都是神所不喜
爱 ，sacrifice is a son's desire。
但是主说
，The Lord says，
我来了
，I come，
要遵行你
的律。I will do your will。
你的律法写在我的心。
Your law is written in my heart。
你为我预备一个耳朵
，You prepare me a ear。
你为我预备一个身体
，You prepare me a body。
我这个身体来就是遵行你的律。
This body is for doing your will。
这是我们的
This is our duty.
这是侍奉的一个标准。
This is the standard of our service.
就同样，要我们每一个人是不是？
And likewise, the Lord wants us to do the same.
亲爱的弟
兄姊妹，那第二个方式是，
你是圣洁而已。
You are God's children.
圣洁而来的人到底是谁？
God did not come on us.
你怎么能控制你的自己？
How can we still keep holding on?
你就不允许你自己的活？
How can we still live ourselves?
弟兄姊妹，我们不能不把自己献上。
We cannot help but give ourselves over to Him.
我们是属
于他。We belong to Him.
我们要做阿爹的基督。
We should be a slave of love and to
God. 我们终一生都是他。
We should serve Him all the days of our life.
啊，不是我们有人说都是被传过。
May our views are clear to you.
我们听主的话。
We listen to Him.
巴不得这个身体是献上。
This body of us is a sacrifice.
也正是行他的旨意。
In order to do His will.
这一个才是真正的行。
This is true service unto Him.
这一个是谁在做的？他都要悦纳那个东西。
This is what God desires. This is what God expects for His Son.
亲爱的
弟兄姊妹，第二个方式是，
我们看约翰第二十
章。As we look at John 21,
我们记得我们主复活之后。
We know after the Lord's resurrection,
他向几个门徒显现。
He appeared.Before something happened, on the seashore of Galilee, and the Lord prepared a breakfast for them. And the Lord spoke to Peter,
Son of John,
do you love me more than this? Son of John.
他承认对主
说，因为主啊，这个
其他的门徒都可以跑走。
If all have forsaken me,
不要你的东西。
I'm willing.
主说
，And the Lord said,
计较粮食之前
，Before the cup goes,
你要善用钱。
You denounce Peter.
为什么
？Peter said, No,
绝对不。
No, if that happens to me,
但是等到我们的主被捕。被送到祭司台
，and when our Lord was arrested, was brought before the high
priest. 彼得远远跟着
，and the Lord and Peter followed the Lord at a distance.
主在里面受审
，the Lord was being judged in time.
他在外面
，he was being punished himself by the Father.
他喜欢温暖
，he desired warmth.
他喜欢有平安。
He desired companions.
然后有人在一起，
就夸我们俩。
不可
能。Denied the Lord.
约翰第二十七。
三章，
你爱我比这些更深。
Do you love me more than this?
主不说用的爱。
The word love, the Lord means it.
是主爱。
It is love that the Lord loves Peter.
他为着彼得愿意舍命
because he already died, sacrificed himself on behalf of
Peter. 是绝对的呀
It is absolute love.
没有自己呀
Selfless love.
彼得经过失败
because of Peter's failure,
他不敢再说
He dared to say anything.
他是
主
吧？
是
我，
你知道？是你
吗？我对你有感情。
I have affection for you。
他不敢用这个绝对的爱。
He did not use the word that refers to absolute love。
他知道他的。
He realized he had no sense of love。
他只敢说我对你只有感情。
有一点，我 I have affection for you。
就说你微凉。
And the Lord said, Feed my lambs.
第二次
Second time.
主就又说
And the Lord said,
约翰第二十七
三章
你爱我吗
Do you love me?
还是用他的绝对的爱
Is the Lord still using that absolute love, the word that's referred to absolute love?
但是没有比较
But there's no comparison.
你爱我吗
Do you love me?
这就不敢说
Peter 编那个圣经，他是就完全知道。对，我里面
我对于实在有勇气。
And the idea is not fashionable.
就说你不一样。
He said, the Lord said, you can't my
message. 第三次是不是又等于
The third time the Lord spoke to Peter.
又按照一起。
三次三次。
你爱我吗？
你爱我吗？
就不用你的地方。
The Lord used the word love that Peter used.
就说你对我有好感吗？
Do you have the affection for me?
你跟这个事
情有仇。And Peter was
free. 还有爱。
He also loved
God. 在大有上
来。But he did not love.
他对自己一个都把握。
He was not sure of himself.
他里面痛苦。
He was free with him.
他是主啊。
It's Lord.
你知道。
You know.
我对你是有情
的。You know, I have affection for you.
就说。
The Lord said.
你为娘。
Save my sheep.
弟兄姊妹，
反正
很多的时候，
勉勉强。
我们以为我们自己非常的爱。
We often come to think we have not only.
常常我们在祷告中说主啊，我真爱。
在上次 prayer time 的时候，我 how I love you, how I love you.
我愿意为你舍
己。I'm willing to sacrifice.
但是弟兄姊妹，
的关键就是
我们自己有没有这个爱。
Do we trust God for the next one?
等我们感觉我们在爱上不够的时候
，We realize there's no love in us，
就别爱，就要成了。
Then he's not going to love us。
所以你亲爱的弟兄，
说，别乱关注自己。
主在这里对彼得这一句话
，The Lord has one word for him，
就是爱
，Love。
一切的问题都在爱。
All the problems rest on this key word, love.
其他不必提。
The others there's no need to mention.
你就是有其他，也不
必。You have all kinds of things, it will not be sufficient.
今天我们对于主的事的
，Today our service to the Lord
完全在爱里
，must best in love.
主所要求的是个爱的事。
What the Lord looks for and requires is the service of love.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers，
你觉得你自己有这个爱吗
？Do you feel you have love for him？
如果你觉得自己有
，If you feel you have love，
恐怕你要像彼得一样
，Then you should be like Peter。
你不但不能模样主的效法
，You cannot speak like，
你连自己。
以前已经追求什么？
但是如果我们承认
，But if we confess and admit before Him，
主啊，我承认我有错。
Lord， in me I have no love。
求你的圣灵把圣灵爱浇灌在我里面。
Through the Spirit， fill your love in me。
让我有力量。
That I may have your love。
让我真正爱你，像你爱我。
So that I can love you as the way that you love me。
在这样的爱里面
，In this kind of love，
主就把它养在我里面。
And the Lord can trust you with His love。
他要把他的小羊托付。
He will entrust you with His love。
叫我们去喂养。
You will feed。
他要叫把这个长大的羊。
And he will entrust you to sheep to grow up.
叫我们去牧养他。
And so you can tend.
他要把那些生病的羊托付。
And he will even those sheep that are diseased weak entrust to you.
叫我们去牧养。
And he will feed.
所以弟兄姊妹，
是吧？是吧？
今天如果我们要侍奉的话
，Today if we want to serve the Lord,
只有在爱里面去侍奉。
It's only service with love.
才是神的荣耀。
It's acceptable in His sight.
你记得在启示录第二章里面
？You know, in the Revelation chapter two.
我们的主写信给七个教会。
And the wrote seven epistles to seven churches.
第一个教会是写给以弗所。
The first letter was to the church in Ephesus.
我们知道以弗所的教会。
We know the church in Ephesus.
如果我们看它过去的历史。
If we look at the history.
在使徒行传里头。
In the book of
Acts. 以弗所的教会怎么开始
？How did the church in Ephesus began?
以弗所的教会是一个爱的教会。
It was a church of love.
因为你看以利亚，他也信了。
Because they have desire to follow the
Lord.
After he believed
in the Lord, she
invited Paul and his companion to her home.
If you consider me
that I'm a true believer, if
my faith is real,
please come to my home. Immediately he invited Paul and Silas into the home to wash the
wounds.
And they quickly provided food. And the Christian church is the church of love. And after Paul left
them,
who was there? It was Dr. Luke. And Luke was his beloved physician. He was full of
love.
So
the
Christian church begins to love. Because they have love for the Lord. And so Paul wrote the epistle of the
Christian.
And Paul was able to share them with the ministry of Christ.
Brothers,
to know God,
it is not
how bright we are with our natural
mind.
Corinthians, they are very
bright.
And Paul was not able to share with the Corinthians the purpose of God. But Ephesians, because they have love.
所以谁能把自己的丰富倾倒?
And therefore God can pour from them all his riches.
比如说,往后一句话,
at the end of the Ephesians church,
愿恩惠归于那诚心爱主耶稣基督。
May the blessing be upon those who love the Lord Jesus.
在原文里面有一个翻译里头，就是他们用不舍的爱来爱主耶稣。And speaking love, love Lord Jesus.
Wrote the book of Revelation, we see the condition of the Christian church. External remained the same.
主说我知道你们的行为,
Lord, I know your deeds. I know your labor.
你们的信心,
I know your faith.
你们的知识,
I know all your knowledge.
你们的分裂,
you deserve it. And you're willing to suffer for Christ.
你们不接受那个一个大概的，你们你们那个有那个是啊，你记得那个在奥尼克雷德。
这是你们都有，all your faults，但是都有很重的事。But the Lord has a strong word for them. 就说，我反对。I have something against you. 我反对。I have something against you. 为什么我反对？Why am I against you? Because you have not left the first love. 亲爱的弟兄，在主的眼中，in the sight of God，他所看重就是爱。 Because we have lost our first love. The first love is an absolute love. While we believe in all Jesus, none of it are commanded to love us looking for
comforts.
There's nothing we can do for sake. There's nothing we can do for
sake.
Even though we are not under our
minds.
But our heart toward you was pure.
That's a shame that for now.
May the Lord have mercy on us.
I remember
I remember what Dr. Johnson was still with us. One day I went and visited him. I asked him,
what's the